like on the petal of the flower than on the stem.
Okay, so maybe we'll do a quick just summary of what we did last time to go to the next step this evening. We talked about how obviously there is an isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael. We saw two different reasons as to why that would be prohibited, right? There was the Rashbam in Baba Basra who told us that the reason why it's prohibited to leave Eretz Yisrael is because when a person leaves, so then you are mafkia, you're removing yourself all the mitzvahs of Tullius Ba'aretz. You had a chance to do mitzvahs and you took that away. According to the Ramban, there's something very special. There's a segula, there's a milah being in Eretz Yisrael, you have a direct relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a mitzvah, according to the Ramban, even nowadays, of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So you're taking away the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Pasa Shulchan, is a Talmud of the Gro. He was 1772 to 1839. He paskins this Ramban Lemais. If you look where it says in the Pasa Shulchan, we'll start where it's underlined, the Yesh Omrin, page 4. You have? Where I'm going to start on the second line. The Yesh Omrin Mitzvahs Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael Min HaTorah Gam Bizman Hazeh. Right? Is our Parsha. Parshas Maaseh, Shinemar, Virashtem Oso, Yeshavtem Bo. So you have to inherit Eretz Yisrael. Right? Yeshiva's Eretz Yisrael, Shkula Kikol HaTorah. It's considered, there's certain mitzvahs we have. Rav Volbi has a sefer about the mitzvahs that we call, like this mitzvah, Shakul Kenegah Kol HaTorah, Tzedakah, Eretz Yisrael, Tzitzis, you know, different mitzvahs we have there. So Rav Volbi has a beautiful essays about how, What's the unique aspect of each one of them? But do you find that Chazal say that living in Eretz Israel is connected, it's weighed like the whole Torah? Yeah? El mitzvah al kol yochid. Wait, I skipped a line. Amnon ein mitzvah l'klolis, l'chol Yisrael, b'golus hachal hazeh. El mitzvah al kol yochid l'dur sham. Everyone has their individual mitzvah. Right, ve'im yesh devar ha'moinim oso, something's going to prevent them, lalo, is kigon, sakana, it's dangerous, the barrios, the deserts, yamim, okay, the yamim, the sea travel's going to dim, okay, so then he writes that one is not necessarily have to, at the bottom, lo yimtza erech mechiso, you can't get food, lo yielo nechosim, right? Lalos v'isrich lishol mechabrios. You're going to become poor. You have to ask people. Lo chayv Torah, v'lo chayvuhu lishol apsochim lalos leEretz Yisrael. So you don't have to go door to door to beg to do this. But the implication, obviously, is if that's not going to be the situation, if there would be a parnasa for a person waiting for them in Eretz Yisrael, so then one would have the individual would have an obligation to go there because he holds like the Ramban, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael applies even nowadays. So how far do you guys get in the Kaftar with Perach? You finished it.
The question that I have
yeah.
on this is, what's the nafkamina lahalacha? Would it be a mitzvah chalas or a mitzvah yachid? I mean, is that part of the dovetailing to the Shalosh Shavuos business, that if it were a communal mitzvah, it might be considered, you know, Ola B'chazka, or is it, you know, something different? Or is it just saying
it's a good point you're raising. In other words, if it became a mitzvah klolis, then we'd have to go in mass. But if not, a few people go every summer, nefesh b'nefesh, so then... You know, it's interesting. I remember once at a Shabbaton in Brandeis, and the speaker there was saying, he was a very big Tzioni. So he said, look, for 50,000 Jews to get up right now, yeah, that'd be a problem for housing and for jobs and everything. But there's a house for you, there's a job for you, there's a house for you, there's a job for you. And he went one by one, like pointed to everybody in the crowd. It's like an owning Friday night. He was trying to say, look, there's the claw, and then there's each individual. So for each individual, you don't necessarily have that excuse because you could find a house there, you could find a job, you could find a shidduch, whatever it was that you need for an individual they have. I'm not sure it might be that. That might hinge upon that Gemara in the end of Ksuvos about Shalosh Shavuos, if it would be a mitzvah klolis or not.
He doesn't bring it down in his Haggos
mm-hmm.
at all. He doesn't discuss that. He discusses Tosfos. He discusses two other objections of the Megillas Esther. But he doesn't discuss that.
No.
Which is interesting. So I was wondering if that was part of maybe why he's skeptical. Or does he just ignore it because you don't paskin off of an agarata?
That's the famous debate. Rabbi Dr. Lamb says, you know, to make a halachic decision based on the agarata, he finds problematic. So that's why he feels that there's no raya one way you can't bring a raya about an Isser of going to Eretz Yisrael b'choma because of an agadita.
That's the three vows that Israel, right.
And one of them was not to return by force, you know, in mass to Eretz Yisrael. So this is, and there's a lot of that. That's a whole sugya. So that's the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We're talking. I mean, it hinges obviously. It connects to that, but just to pull back for a minute to the discussion about what would be the prohibition of leaving. So in the Kaf Perach is a sefer Ishtori Haparchi. Parchi, what's a perach? It's a flower, right? So it's a plant name. He's from Florentine. Flower Florentine. That's where it comes from. So he goes to 180 cities in. That are mentioned in the Chumash and Tanakh, and he gives you like all the bound. I think the article actually quotes Kafra Ferach and a few of their things. Basically, the thrust of the article is showing that the Miles of Eretz Yisrael were there even before we conquered it, right? That the Alvos wanted to be there, that all the Kedusha has to it. In terms of actually trying to chap a nafkamina now between whether the Ramban of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Segula of Eretz Yisrael, or because of the Yer Mafkias, if you look in the next page is from the Sefer of Yosef Lieberman, the Mishnas Yosef. So he wants to talk, what about if I was going to live...
Sorry, can I ask one question? I'm not sure why he's obligated to say that the Rambam holds that Mishnas Yosef is the Rambam.
He doesn't count it.
So what? I mean, the Rambam has principles.
That some give that Teretz. I don't think that's the conventional understanding in the Rambam. That it really is derisa, he just it's nichla within one of his others. I think some do give that teretz.
So therefore
it is derisa, he just didn't count it. That's the problem. That's what the Ramban, that's what the whole discussion springs from. The Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So Ramban jumps on him, why not? So then the Megillah has to defend him. I think the Sukkot Shavar has that. One of the terutim is to why the Rambam, I have to look it up again, that maybe really the Rambam does count, it's just contained within one of his others because he gives the principles, and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is contained within one of the others. I think I remember seeing that years ago.
I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, it's fine. Just wanted to try to go in a certain direction about these different reasons. What if we live in Eivor HaYarden, right? In this week's Parsha, so, right? B'nei Gad, B'nei Reuven, they want to be on the Trans-Jordan. So would there be any difference in living in Eivor HaYarden, leaving to Eivor HaYarden? So, if it's a din mitzvah to leave the Aretz, what would you say?
Wasn't
that part of the Aretz? It's part of the Aretz. It's also chayav. So you're not mafkia that. But according to the Ramban, that doesn't have the special segula, the milo of that. So that'd be one nafkamina to live on Eivor HaYarden. You know, according to Rashbam, there's no isser, there's no prohibition. You're not leaving. You're doing everything you're supposed to be doing. You're doing all the mitzvahs. According to Ramban, no, you compromised, right? You had the direct relationship, the closeness of Kodesh Baruch, and then by moving, that would be one of them.
Doesn't Eivor HaYarden and Surya have a special thing, like for some, like in terms of like Shemitah and some of the other things?
Correct.
That apply there?
Yeah, correct. That's the point. That's the point, exactly. So the mitzvah that the Shemitah is a mitzvah that depends on being in the land of Israel. Yeah.
Does that also stay?
But it doesn't have the segula. That's what the Rambam
does. Does it change if they conquer
the? That's a sugya kivush yachid shme kivush or not, right? Machlokis. What does that mean actually? That's the whole. You're asking about the Surya. David and Melech conquered Eretz Yisrael, right? So, did his personal conquest those lands invested into kedusha to make it chayiv in mitzvahs to lose baritz or not? That's the discussion. I think Rashi and Tosfos and Gittin address that. What does it mean? Was it because he conquered it without permission? He conquered it before the rest of... Maybe Kedusha and Eretz Yisrael only works if it, like, it overflows. I think this is the mashal that they give. Like, I have a coffee cup, so I filled up with Kedusha, so then fine. So, but once the coffee cup is filled, then it can overflow to other ways. Once Eretz Yisrael has been conquered and divided, the Kedusha is all permeating Eretz Yisrael, then it could spread out to all the other places. But to conquer something, you can't spill out of the cup if you're not full yet. So that's the way I heard somebody want to be masbir that discussion about David HaMelech and Kibush Yochid. What about a woman? Would it be a prohibition of a woman leaving Eretz Yisrael? So let's look in the Shimon Goldberg. If you look in the bottom of page 6, look in there where it says, where it's underlined in the third paragraph down, Vinira. Sheish od nafkamina b'nehem. I'll give you another difference between this, the Rashbam and the Ramban. Letam shemafkia atzmo min ha-mitzvos. You take away the mitzvos. Harei ledas ha-gro. Right? According to the Vilna Gaon. Shevein le'el mitzvos ha-noheges ram. Davka ha-ish mitzuv le'torach le'kayim ve'lo ha-isha. So the mitzvah aspect, that according to which is the gro working within the Rashbam, that's only on a man. It's on a woman. Mistaber. Right, kishem she'ein aleh mitzvah la'olos la'eretz Yisrael l'kayim ha'mitzvah sanoheges sham kach eina asur la'teis me'eretz Yisrael hafkia atzma min ha'mitzvos. So the right, ma she'ein.
There has to be rashbam also, and there's other things. He talks about kibush and other things. So I think kishuv is tied to kibush also.
Because a woman doesn't go to war.
Yeah.
Right. There's the minchas chinuch that maybe that potters her from zecher. Zecher is a malik. Maybe that's connected to the things as well. So the woman is not in, she's not in that parsha. So therefore, according to the mitzvah part of it, it doesn't apply to woman. Masha enkin l'tam shemivatel mimena mitzvahs yeshivas eretz Yisrael gam isha asura bo ki'ish. So that there wouldn't be a difference between a man or a woman if living in eretz Yisrael. So then that would be Rambam would say there's a prohibition on a woman to leave just like a man.
So the first case you're saying that the mitzvahs, the extra mitzvahs from living in Eretz Yisrael don't apply to women? There's got to be some that they're equally applied to women and men.
A woman is obligated in Shemitah, obviously, but he's saying, is that what you're, I'm sorry, did I understand your question?
That some of the mitzvahs that you'd be giving up according to the Rambam or the Rashbam, they would still apply to women. So I'm not hearing exactly what the difference is.
That the woman,
it may not be every mitzvah, but there's still, if there's mitzvahs that apply in Eretz Yisrael, there are certainly mitzvahs that apply in Eretz Yisrael to Anisha as well as Anish.
Right, but she's not mitzuvah in them. That would be the difference. In other words, if you stop the woman from benching lulav, right? She wasn't supposed to in the first place. She could if she wants to, but she wasn't.
Yeah, so if it's a mitzvah like that, but there's got, I mean, but there have to be mitzvahs.
If it's Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, she's just the same as a man, right?
Right, but we're saying that every other mitzvah then that you'd be giving up.
Tulus Baaretz. Yeah. Should we go back a second? So show you. He's going back on the Gemara in Kesubis as to why a man could force the woman to go back. I'll read the paragraph before that. Chen kosav gam hagra be'evin ha'ezer, right? Sivin ayin hei betam haram de idno. Nowadays, ha'ish koifes ha'ish to lalos eretz. So why a man could force his wife to go. Ve'ein ha'ish koifes ha'ish lalos eretz. But a woman can't force her husband nowadays. So sham sifkot yud zayin. Hatam nir li. De'ein mitzvah al'isha at l'dor be'eretz Yisrael. Doesn't require mishum mitzvahs and oheges sham, because the mitzvahs that apply there. Davka ish, only a man, mitzave alov litroch lekayim. Mashmi devaros, this implies that ha'idna, nowadays mitzvahs yeshivas eretz Yisrael, tuluya bekiyim ha'mitzvahs atuluyos bo. So that's how the girl learns. It's a one-way street. The man could force her, but she can't force him. She wants to go, but she's not mitzvah.
There's an argument on that? That's a straightforward...
I think people are cholik on the girl. I don't think everybody agrees to that. I don't think that's universally agreed upon. But that's the svar. Yeah. What would be another? Let's just keep it moving. Another nafkamina would be. And it brings the next paragraph. If Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is deraiser derabbanan, right? I'll go skip to the very last part. Mizeh novel adon aim. Isser Zed, the prohibition of leaving Eretz Yisrael, Ayatziyas Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, the Chutz Arts, Humid Raisim the Rabbanon, right? Shilatam, Hashemafkias, Atzum, and Mitzvahs, Atzulios, Baaretz, if you're taking away the Mitzvahs that were Shemitah, Bikurama, Hare, Rabbame, Hapoiskim, Shamitzvahs, Shemekaimim, Bo, Bizman Hazeh, Hemid the Rabbanon, Sabyad the Rabbanon, Isser, right? If the mitzvahs we're doing now is not a real deraisa, so then it's a derabonan. Rambam, Smag, Bal Truma, Afa Ravid, Rashi, Toisus, Rabbeinu Shimshon, Rabbeinu Yosef Tov, Ilem, Charedim, Sheposku, Shehi, Mi deraisa, Apizman Hazeh, Al Koponim, etzim ha'iser shel hafka'a min ha'mitzvos lo matzina shehu min ha'torah nirshu rak the rabbanon. Okay, so that would be the prohibition. If using the Rashbam's reason would be a derabbanan prohibition. Eladasa Ramban, see, I don't know, hold like him, so it would also be deraisa, because he holds it, you should bear Eretz Yisrael as deraisa, so the prohibition of leaving Eretz Yisrael would be an iser deraisa. And if you work with that, that's a suffix deraisa lechumra. Am I allowed to leave? Am I not allowed to leave? Now we'll talk about, like, you know, those who are Israeli, those who have made Aliyah, what for reasons would they be in fact allowed to leave? So the next source. You know, let's say you had a heter to leave. We saw that earlier. Even though he left for good reason, but we saw the word heter, right? For learning, for to get married, for parnasa, those things. So the shaila is then, well, if I left for beheter, am I allowed to stay? No, I have to get back on the next one. Once I'm married, once the shear is over, I have to turn around and.
I'm an illegal
immigrant. Yeah, right. The Dvar Avra, Dvar Yoshua. He was the Av based in Tel Aviv. I remember he has some very very fascinating shilas. Not too pleasant. He has one about, I remember, of cannibalism during World War II. These were shilas that he had to address. So this is a little bit of a different topic. He has an idea here that he wants to. We'll see who else says this also. That maybe living in Eretz Yisrael is like tzitzis, right? We spend a lot of time in the Jewish learning when we learn tzitzis. So what's the din by tzitzis? It's a mitzvah kiyumis, that if I happen to be wearing a four-cornered baguette, so then you get a kiyum mitzvah. But I'm not mechuyev to go out and buy a baguette. I don't have to do it. If I am wearing it, so we're nice. We don't wear clothing like that. We go ahead and we buy a baguette in order to put ourselves in that situation. So he says, that's what Dvar Yeshua wants to say.
You
don't have to go to Israel, but if you do get up and move and live there, then you get a mitzvah kiyumis. I'm not mechuyev to go buy tzitzis, but if I am wearing that bag, then I must put them on. I'm not mechuyev to go and move to Israel, but if I am living in Israel, then I get a mitzvah kiyumis.
So what's the inverse?
But then you can't go out.
But he cannot leave then. You can't.
Oh no! So now he sets this up with this idea that's about the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael part of it, right? So he says it's not a chiyuv of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. If I would live there, then I'd get the mitzvah either deraisa or derbonin of that. If you look on the top left, he says where it's on. He says, "Kines daiti, kines ba'ad yoshvei chutzlartz bizman hazeh." I didn't find anybody else who says this. I didn't find anybody else who says this idea. So we have a chaver for him, Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's all. And look in the Rav Moshe. This is most people know this from Rav Moshe's Tshuva in Eben Ezer. He was asked the same question. Uva Dover, right below us. You ask, Im yesh mitzvah achshav lador be'eretz Yisrael. Is there a mitzvah nowadays to live in Eretz Yisrael? Kiharamban. Oh, Rav Chaim Toysus, right? The Rav Chaim we saw. The ain't a mitzvah bismanas. There is no mitzvah nowadays for whatever reason, because you're going to get it wrong, because it's dangerous. Hine rov poskim savre dehu mitzvah. Most poskim, the rov holder, is a mitzvah. Aval poshet she'ein ze bismanas mitzvah chiyuvis. There's no obligation for every person's day that ties in the says for every single person to get up and move to Israel. Sha'al guf de'im kain ha'im emeila nimsa she'oslu dro b'chutz arts. There'd be a prohibition of living in Edison, New Jersey. Mishum she'overal asei. You'd be violating the anase. Kimo mishal yobosh begin shal dal kanafos below tzitzis. Sheish isul yobosh kadei shal overal asei the tzitzis. Right, you can't wear a four cornered bag without the tzitzis. So then, according to this, the Moshe, you wouldn't be allowed to live in chutz laretz. V'lo huskar iser ella al dor be'eretz Yisrael she'os l'teis amanas lishkon b'chutz laretz. The only Isser is formulated from the Rambam, which we saw, is formulated in terms of one who lives in Israel is prohibited to leave to dwell, lishkon, which means to settle, right? Lishtakeya, to become a permanent resident in Chutz Laretz, right? Rambam Perakeh, Mimalachim, Gamkim Ha'avada, Eino Isser, Lav, De'im Hayo Isser, Gamanoshim Anshi Chutz Laretz, right, so you'd be a prohibition on all these things. Lama shestam also lishkom bechutz laretz al imkein chazak be'eretz Yisrael harav. Okay, if there's a family, gives all the heterim. So Rav Moshe is the one who says this. You can't say that you have to live in Israel, but if you do, you get the mitzvah.
But why can't you leave though?
why can't you leave the Vavel? That's the reason I have, because you now took away the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because now you're Mavati, so you're Mafki, the mitzvah to his Baris.
Yeah, he calls it a mitzvah Derabbanan. But Moshe calls that leaving Eretz Yisrael a mitzvah Derabbanan.
Right.
I mean, it is a Derabbanan.
No, but the thing is, once you put on tzitzis, you're allowed to take tzitzis off. You can't just, you know, they don't become permanently attached to you.
Right, but living, but going to settle permanently outside of Israel is a permanent change, status change. Whereas taking the tzitzis off today is not a permanent thing yet. You'd be able to put it on again.
We could say the same thing, too. Like, I'm back to America, now I'll move back to Israel.
That's not what he's saying.
Yeah.
He's saying, well, Huskar Isra. Al Hadar Beretz Yisrael Shah also leads says Al Manas Lashkon Bechuslaris Lashkon, like the rabbi said.
That's permanent. That's not what I'm an Israeli. My business sent me to Dallas for a year or 2 years, or I'm doing Shibulomi or something like that. I'm not settling down here. I'm here temporarily.
Well, in the category of the Yisr, only
permanent, a permanent thing, right? So that's the answer. Taking off the tzitzis isn't a permanent change. In the Kovet Tzor Shabal Peh, so he wants to argue. We'll skip to where in the middle where it's underlined. Tamihi Shahari Mishnah Shleimach Nim. He says in Ramosha, he says, what about the Mishnah in Ksubas that you could force your wife to come to Eretz Israel? If not, right? So you see, there is an Indian to go there. So look where it's underlined. V'chov Gomer Al Kol Misha Chared. Right, with Var Hashem. He's Charedim. All the Charedim. U'mitzvos of Lalos to Eretz Israel. U'befrat Zman Hazeh. He says, he argues not that there is a kiyum, it's a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv to make aliyah, according to this.
He
rings the name here, yeah. A great Yosef. You've heard of him?
Yes.
Would one be allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for just, you know, optional?
What?
Swiss, go skiing in the Alps.
What, is that a vacation?
It's a vacation. One just, you know, I'm Israeli. But, you know, I've heard they got good falafel in Rome.
Mountains in Austria.
They've got that. I want to go sightseeing. I want to travel a little bit. I finished my army. Now I want to go to India, right? I want to do it. So whatever it is.
Thailand.
So the Tosfos, we hinted at this. Now we'll see it inside. Tosfos on Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Gimel. Well, the Gemara says again, we saw that you're allowed to go for Lilma Torah, Lisa Isha, to learn, to get married. Tosfos picks up on this and says, Pirish Vidaito Lachzor. You have to. You're going, but your intention is not to be there permanently. Your intention is to come back. The ilu ein dait de lachzor, because if you're not going to come back, right? Omer b'ksubas perik beis, right? It's not perik beis. Not sure. Achiv shel ze nasa isha. Oh, this is about a case where I wanted to do a chalitza. So he asked, hey, could I go out to do a mitzvah? Could I leave Eretz to do the mitzvah of Chalitza? So it's a very strong lashon over here. It says, your brother, Nos Isha Oves Kochavim, a mace. Your brother married, whatever guy, and he died. Baruch Hamach Mishahogu. Blessed is God who killed him. Vizeh Yorid V'acharav, V'chutzlaritz, and you want to go also? So he didn't give him permission to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to the mitzvah of Chalitza. So Tosfos points out, according to this, it sounds like only these two mitzvahs that they had to leave, to get married, or to learn. But to stop to do any other mitzvah, according to Tosfos, right. V'davke b'hanach mitzvah shehen chashuvos. These are chashuvah mitzvahs. Right, and he brings riots for these. Lilma Torah, Shegodol Talmud Torah, Shemevi L'dei Maisa. Right, the greatness of learning, the isha nami to get married, v'tovah also right to pravu to fill the world. Aval ishar mitzvahs, lo, you can't go out for any of that's his right from the Gemara in Ksubas for chalitza. You can't do it. V'halchi mashman perikdal the Megillah, fine. Aval b'shiltos to Rav Acha, but the shiltos he argues. Mefush hanach tekile. These are kal. These are light mitzvahs. And if you can go out for light mitzvahs, kol shekin the shar mitzvah shehim chashuva. Certainly, you can go out for a chashuva mitzvah. What's he going to do with the Gemara in Ksubas? I'm not sure. But how do you call Talmud Torah a mitzvah kal? It It's a big mitzvah. But he says, no, according to Shtav Yimachlok, it's Shiltus and Tosis. According to Tosis, it's Bedav, these two mitzvahs you can go for, but not for anything else, not for a Rishus, right? And then according to Shiltus, you could go out for other mitzvahs. In the Shilta Geborim, right underneath it, on the second line, it says, Heich Yitzias Almanas Leshuv Eina Avera. If you're going out, even for Rishus, but you have a mind to return, that's not an Avera. There's no Isser per se in leaving on a temporary basis. And the Stei Chemet sees like this. But this leaving temporarily only works according to the Rashbam. According to the Ramban, if you're leaving Eretz Yisrael, every second you're there, you didn't take it. I was once talking to Rabbi Shalom Rosner. He made Aliyah. It's a beautiful community in Israel. And we were talking about, you know, how long did it take him to prepare the Daf Yomi Shir. He's a fantastic Daf Yomi Shir. So he's telling me how long it takes him and his preps. He says, but this week, one day a week, I didn't give it because I had to drive my wife to the airport. So he says, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael for my wife is more important than giving the Daf this week. So you see from that, every Zman, every moment that she was not in Eretz Yisrael, right? So then that's the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Now, where is this brought down, Halacha L'maisa? I was shocked. I remember when Rabbi Simon taught us where the Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael is really brought down. You don't even think in a million years to look there. It's in Hilchos Chol HaMoed. That's where the prohibition is brought down, in Chol HaMoed, right? So if you look at the bottom, it talks about shaving, right? Getting haircuts and stuff like that. Right? Who's allowed to get haircuts? So if there was an onus, if there was something that happened that, you were delayed, right? So then you're allowed to get the haircut. V'hu shelo yotze me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz l'aretz l'tayal. But provided that you didn't go out just to take a trip to, you know, to a teal, wanted to go sightseeing or something like that. Now the Mishnah Berurah, and this really is based upon, I looked again, it's really the Mogen Avraham, he's quoting, he says, you know what's not a problem though? We saw a heter for learning, for getting married, for parnasa, but watch this. The Mishnah Berurah says, El biyotze laharviach oliros pnei chaveiro. See your friend. That's enough of a heter. You're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go see your friend. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah, but it's really, he's quoting a Mogen Avraham. Yeah, the Mogen Avraham brings it down. That's the heter. Grandkids who come to America for the summer to see their grandparents, to spend time, to go to camp, to do things. So, Re'is Pnei Chaveiro. That's a heter. I don't know if it's the strongest heter on the book. You see a lot of Rishonim who are hesitant about even mitzvos. But even for that, you find a heter. Okay, on the last page, just a few more. What about going to Davin at Kivrei Tzadikim? What about going to Uman? We're going to the Rebbe Melech, right? On Chaf Aleph Adar, right? So, can you leave Eretz Yisrael for these types of things?
They're all temporary.
And you look in Yud Ches. This is Rebbe Shmuel Eliezer Stern. Mehai time Hayanil and Yis Daiti Poshet to who are then the Shar the Mepak Lechutzlarts Al Das Lachso Leshtech Al Kivrei Ha'avos. You want to go visit the an ancestor's grave? You want to go daven by tzaddikim, he says he doesn't think it's a problem. And then the Yud Tes, he says, Omlan Kishayisi b'machita shel Rabbeinu Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. When I was by Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I wanted to ask him, Peshitle Milsa de Osser Letzeis Lechutz La'art Letzurach Ishtachet Letzfila Al HaKfarim. Rav Chaim had it's Osser. Can't do it. You can't do it. Right? He says it's no worse than when you weren't allowed to leave for Chalitza. Right? Can't go to daven there. He says that the people who are doing these things are they're doing it for their own sake. They're not necessarily doing it for mitzvah. They want to be poli shuas, whatever it is, but they're not going for that. But again, there was a heter. Rav Yitzhak Zilberstein, Shlita, in the next one says you can leave for health reasons. You know, relaxation or medical treatments or anything like that. So to take a vacation for that, he says that. If you look at his own Alvidiv, he has a nice line on the far left-hand column. Ain, the top line, Ain Eretz Yisrael Beis Asurim. It's not a jail. Eretz Yisrael isn't a prison. She also l'adam atzei slay liros in yonim noim v'hachvi halios gitzorich l'kach. I can't go see the Grand Canyon? I'm trapped. I'm stuck in. Not stuck, but that's the point. And he brings the next prayer. Shmatimi Marein of Rabbeinu of Eliyashiv. Eliyashiv used to give them a piece of advice. You should have an influence on a friend or yedid. Get him to put up a mezuzah in his house.
Sounds
like Chabad. You get him to a mitzvah then. So now, right? You know why not Disneyland? I remember as a kid growing up, Chabad had the sukkah truck. Yeah, mitzvah tanks. Az lo tichashim nesia so lechutz laretz nesia ledvar mitzvah. Oh, so I went. Yeah, I was going for my help, but you know what? I converted my whole trip into a mitzvah because I was mechazik somebody, I gave him chizik, I put up a mezuzah in someone's house, I gave some kosher food. So this was really Yashiv, right? Sounds like we've come from a different.
Broke my friend's smartphones.
What?
I broke my friend's smartphones.
Okay. And the very last thing we'll end with the Shevet Halevi. Vosner Zatzal. He says at the bottom part, he says, Aval Daito Lachzor Os Latzeh Shlo Letzorech Klal, right? Aval Letzorech Koldehu Lo Gozru. But for a small thing, there's no problem. Vetiol Alpi Sevora Lo Nikra Tzorech. So you think just for a trip wouldn't be necessary, right? Comes calls Im Holchim Lizman Muat. Me'od, you want for a little time? Liros pile ha'teva, you want to see the wonders? Shal yotzer ha'breish, right? Yotzer breishis baruchu yesh makom letzadid lehakil, right? So therefore, you can go, you can move on, right? Tzorech lehapich akol lederech mitzvah. You're going to.
Magad lebasach asher.
Yeah, right. You look up and you see the Niflos Abori. You know, I remember once hearing a tape cassette from Rabbi Friend. He pointed out that by the Grand Canyon, people whisper. You feel yourself in the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu when you see the Niflos Abori. It's a really special thing. So you see, there are certain heterim, even though in general there is a prohibition of leaving Eretz Yisrael, we find for certain cases, in fact, permitted. Okay, Shkoyach, thank you for coming.
It's obvious that the Balei